Coming to you live from the Hall of Truth, it's the Nate Darling Show.
Fire a warning shot across her nose.
With Jason Casey and Kareem Daniels. And now, relax, good citizen.
Nothing! You've got nothing!
Here's Nate.
Here I am, back again for another episode of the Nate Darling Show. Hope y'all had a great Valentine's Day. I assume you guys did, because you've already done it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the early Valentine's Day.
The old people's Valentine's Day.
What was really interesting was you had mentioned you went on a baby moon.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Leslie and I watched this weird reality show from Australia about Airbnbs.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Airbnbs?
Or was it the Oz?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. It was Yummy Mummies.
Yeah.
Yummy Mummies. And the term, they were going on a baby moon, and I asked if that was a thing, if anybody had heard of it. And your wife, Jason, made a point to say, I try to avoid that term.
Yeah. Yeah, we've always, yeah, that's...
Yet you did it.
Oh, no, because I read the comments, so that's funny. That's like the, you know, callback.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, no, I say it begrudgingly. But, I mean, essentially, that is what it is, and it's something that couples always do. Like, this is something, it's like, but it's just giving it a name. Like, it's just like, come on, like, it's stupid. Like,
why do we have to name everything?
Right. Though, but by calling it out, when I called up the Omni Hotel, because this is the thing I've learned, you know, over the years.
Mentions that you're celebrating something.
Always mention that you're celebrating, especially if it's true, because they always treat you, they gave us, we paid $200 at the Omni, which is like for a suite, which is a tremendous deal. It's like half price almost.
That's like shitty motel in San Francisco money.
Yeah. It's a ridiculous price. And we got, they delivered strawberries, and Henry Weinhardt's root beers to us.
Strawberry.
Chocolate dipped strawberries. And turned out, I mean, it was a nice experience, but like, I've learned that in my age. It's like you always ask for the.
Always mention it. Cause, you know, what's the worst that'll happen?
What's the worst that's gonna happen?
They'll go, oh. Good for you.
Yeah, awesome. But the thing is I'm always willing to throw in an extra $50 or $100 if I'm getting that great of a deal, I'm probably going to spend that much.
Right.
But, you know, I'll probably spend $400.
That is fair. That is fair to say. Let's see what's going on. Oh, this weekend it's WWE's Elimination Chamber.
Oh no.
Pay-per-view on the WWE Network.
Holy shit.
$9.99.
Just that's it?
$9.99 a month.
Oh. And do you have to pay extra for it?
Or? No, that's included.
Oh, awesome.
It's included. By the way, pay-per-views for WWE used to run upwards of $70.
Oh yeah, I remember as a kid.
Every month. Oh, and now it's $9.99 a month. And you get the pay-per-views. And I can go back and watch them whenever I fucking well want.
As a kid, there's nothing like, because my dad, my stepdad was hated paying for cable, so we never had cable. Or like, where we wouldn't have cable for like 3 years, and we'd have it for a year, and then you get a box from somebody that had all the channels on it. But I just remember as a kid, like being like 10, 11 years old, 12 years old, WrestleMania, going up and picking up a box from the cable company, and just getting that one, like for like one night, we would have like all the channels and everything.
Before they switched the signal.
Yeah, before they switched the signal, we'd have to take the box back the next day. I just remember that it was always a big deal. And it was like $100. It was like $70, $80 to do that.
Yeah, I never had cable growing up. In fact, my parents didn't have anything but the over-the-air antenna until one Christmas, I believe it was 1999, 98 or 99.
Wow.
I bought them a DirecTV receiver and dish, and
were their minds blown?
You know what? They're like, well, we don't need this. And I said, all right, here's the deal. I'm buying you the receiver and the dish. And part of the package is I'm paying for your TV for a year. I'm going to pay for your TV for a year. Now, granted, at that point, DirecTV, everything but the movie channels, the full cost was about $35 a month. So it wasn't prohibitively expensive. In fact, it was cheaper than cable.
Oh, yeah.
By a lot. So I think that, I think the whole, the dish and the receiver was like $200 or something like that.
Oops.
So, yeah. So it was like $200 for that. And I said, and it was my gift for both of them.
Right.
You know, my ex-wife and I, that was our gift. You know, so it's like, okay, well, here's $200 and then we're going to pay your bill for a year. And then if you want to keep it, great. You take over the bill. And if you don't want to keep it, then we can cancel it. No big deal. The only thing that has changed is going to Dish Network. That is literally the only thing that has changed. It was Dish. They went to Dish Network, then back to DirecTV, and now back on Dish Network.
Nice.
So, no, Dish Network sucks.
No, but it's nice. Like, it's, you
20 years.
You showed them.
20 years.
You showed them.
20 years. Yeah, I did. Totally. Well, the other thing that helped, too, is when growing up with the regular old TV broadcasts, you would get channels out of Montreal, and there was a variety of things. When TV went digital in 2010, I think,
yeah.
You don't get the same reception, especially yeah. where they are, so... It all worked out for the best. So yeah, all we had was like a VCR. So there was no pay-per-views. I'm like, when I was a kid, I heard about pay-per-view. I'm like, why do people want to look at paper? That's how backwoods I was.
All you had was your imagination.
Right?
And the video store.
And shit to shovel. That's what I had. So just saying, that's what's coming up this weekend. Over the air TV, the networks, well, there's a lot that's on there, and some of it's good, and some of it's bad, and, well, then there's The View, which, you know, basically they snipe at each other now. That's pretty much the whole format of The View, is they get angry with each other.
Meghan McCain
and Joy Behar get angry with each other. Well, they get into a testy spat on Monday when discussing Senator Amy Klobuchar's presidential campaign announcement over the weekend that went down in a driving snowstorm.
That's not a point. I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe he's met his match. I mean, she has a reputation for being a pretty tough woman for, you know, having not the best temperament, and he has a reputation for not having the best temperament, and maybe he's met his match.
That's what the country needs. We just need to slide to the bottom and just keep bawling each other. That's what this country needs.
Can I say something now? Is that okay?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, you may now.
I have permission to speak now on Amy Klobuchar. We're all good. Okay, two quick things. Number one, I have friends who are at her now. All right, no. No, by all means, keep going, Joy.
No, if you're
going
to have a hissy fit, we can't continue. Let's go to Senator Elizabeth Warren. She had another awkward moment on the campaign trail when she was caught yanking her grandson into a photo op. Look at that. Now, you want to talk about that? Anybody?
Wait, that was her grandson?
Yes.
Okay. That's all they do. Is just yell and snipe.
Can I say something? Can I say something?
Go ahead.
So she pulled the I'm John McCain's daughter on the show.
That's all she does.
I think it was last month. And she thinks that her opinion matters more than everybody else's at the table.
I will give her this. It's a tough position to be when you are the token person who is on the other end of the spectrum politically.
But she's not the token person because Abby Huntsman is up there now.
Oh, okay.
And so part of it is they're still defending an indefensible position. So they haven't done what other people have done, which is distance themselves from Trump and the Republican Party.
Right.
And so that's how she ends up in those situations.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's John McCain's daughter, so she's more important than everybody else on the show.
So, this left people crazy. Fox News host Pete Hegseth said all the hand-wringing on Twitter about the fact that he doesn't wash his hands is much ado about nothing. On Sunday morning, Fox and Friends, he told his co-hosts Ed Henry and Jedediah Bila, really? That he doesn't believe in the sanitary activity. The admission was prompted by Bila calling out Hegseth for eating leftover day-old pizza on the set. He said, my 2019 resolution is to say things on air that I say off air. I don't think I've washed my hands in 10 years. Now, as his co-host laughed at the proclamation, he doubled down, saying, I inoculate myself. Germs are not a real thing. I cannot see them. Therefore, they're not real. Which, of course, set Twitter ablaze with anger. However, Fox News spokesperson Jacqueline Guinea told the USA Today that Hegseth was joking, pointing to the Twitter chain between Hegseth and Chris Hayes from MSNBC. Hayes replied to a video of the comments by saying, he's pretty clearly joking. And Hegseth retweeted it, adding, when even Chris Hayes can see the obvious, Twitter really has come full circle. So that is a lesson in don't get outraged immediately by something you hear or see without the context of what happened with it.
Exactly.
I found that to be fun. I haven't washed my hands in 10 years. My first thought was, not even after you take a shit.
Everybody who came out was like, no, actually, I'm serious. I don't wash my hands. Smell.
Smell my fingers?
Smell my fingers.
Yeah.
whole new meaning to that. All right. Meanwhile, are you down with OPP?
Yeah, you know me.
You know me.
Well, they were called to a bingo brawl at a nursing home. That would be the Ontario Provincial Police when a game of bingo turned ugly last week and they had to show up. The bingo-related dispute heated up at a long-term care facility in Rideau Lakes, Ontario, which is just across, just right near Ottawa, began when a 79-year-old woman took a seat normally used by an 86-year-old woman, according to the Leeds County OPP spokesperson. The ensuing argument between two women then escalated into a physical altercation. Other residents got involved, turning the situation into somewhat of a brawl, and OPP were called. Said it's certainly an unusual call for us. Now, when police arrived, the residents had calmed down. No one was seriously injured and paramedics were not required. No charges were filed. And OPP didn't know if the bingo game ended up happening or not. So there's your there's your big Canadian news.
Can't believe y'all.
Old people are cranky.
Oh, yeah.
They are incredibly cranky. So, oh, you know what? Speaking of cranky, it's time for this.
And now it's time for the airing of the fucking grievances.
Told you guys to be ready. Kareem, do you have a grievance?
Oh, my grievance. Two things is the outrage police, which we touched on a little bit last time.
Mm-hmm.
Outrage police. One of my friends texted me yesterday about, what was it, skinny privilege?
Oh, God.
He said that somebody said, it's like now there's some bullshit called skinny privilege. He was done with life. for the 755th time, the world does not owe you anything. The world doesn't have to be kind to you. People can choose to be nice to you, and you still got to go on with your fucking life. Because you have to eat. You have to have a place to lay your head. You have to do all that shit. The world does not revolve around you. I'm sorry. What was he told me? People are coming to work in their pajamas.
Oh.
They got temps coming in. These motherfuckers come to work in their pajamas.
Okay.
That's because parents stopped making their kids wear fucking clothes to school. Oh, it's okay. Not preparing for the real world. We are the only fucking group of mammals that does not prepare their children or offsprings to go out and support them fucking selves. That's what we've come to. Every fucking group of mammals teaches their kids how to hunt, for themselves, so that means so they can feed themselves
and not be eaten.
And not be eaten. They teach them how to defend themselves or how to run or hide from trouble. Apparently, if you do that for us, it's blaming the fucking victim. What the fuck? We are animals. Except the shit.
Well, I mean, if you teach them before they become victims, then you're not blaming the victim.
Exactly. Then you don't have a victim. Because then they can fight.
All right.
Or stay out of a bad situation.
Skinny privilege, though.
Skinny privilege, yeah.
Man. Yeah, it's true, though. Those bitches got it all.
Jason, what's been sticking in your craw?
Oh, man. It's not what's sticking in my craw. It's what's in my butt.
All right. I'll bite.
Fucking hemorrhoids, man.
You have sympathy hemorrhoids?
I don't know, man. All I know is, like, I got this thing on my butt. In my butthole. And that shit hurts a little bit. It's a little irritating. Makes the whole process more difficult.
Oh, okay.
Wiping your ass. So yeah, getting old sucks, asshole. Quite literally. Oh man, fucking A, man. Just so sucks, dude. Sucks.
I like the idea of you having sympathy hemorrhoids for your pregnant wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
He is so in tune with his feminine side.
Yes.
He's having sympathy pregnancy hemorrhoids.
Yeah, fucking hemorrhoid on my fucking butthole.
It's going to be rough when he has the episiotomy.
Oh, man. It's going to suck when he... Yeah. So anyhow, so that's what I'm fucking, like, that's what I'm fucking pissed off about. Right. Fucking a hemorrhoid, man.
Yeah. I have a complaint. And it's not the jack wagon who is leaning forward to his seat at the Kings game. But it does have to do with the Kings game. So my buddy wanted to go to the big team store on our way out. We left a little before the end of the game because they were going to win anyway. And he's like, oh, I want to go down to the team store. And we're on our way out. I'm like, I'm not sure if we can go outside into the team store, if we have to go in from the inside. And he goes, should I ask? And I said, yeah. So he goes to this usher dude and says, hey, can we get into the team store if we go outside or do we have to go inside? And the dude says, either way. So we're like, all right. And we walk outside and we walk down to the team store and they're taking a sign off of the window and they open up the door a little bit and go, you can't come in this way. And we're like, the usher inside said we could. He goes, no, you got to come in from inside the arena. And I said, we're already outside. We're not allowed to go back in. There's no re-entry into the building. And instead of being a human being about it,
yeah,
and saying, go in the door at the box office. I'll let you guys in that way. Just be cool about it. He goes, and my buddy goes, so I can't come in and spend money in your store. And dude just locks the door and walks away.
And this is what we're raising.
I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Guy number one doesn't know his ass from a hole in the ground. And guy number two is so worried about his procedure that he can't be a human being about it. Because you know we can't go back up and go in from the outside.
Yeah.
And we're, you know, it's you know, we're three white people.
Yeah.
Do you think we're not going to buy something?
This is what we're raising. They can't fucking think. They can't make a fucking rational decision.
Because there is a door that goes from the box office into the team store. They could just go into the box office. If they let us in that door in the public way, then it looks like you can just go in that way. And I get that.
Yeah.
That you don't want to open up to that. Say, go around that way. We'll let you in. Just be cool about it. Be quiet about it. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
That's literally all you have to do.
Yeah.
And you can have three people in their 30s and 40s in your store buying your stuff. But no. And I get it. You're working at the team store for the Kings. You're probably making $12 an hour.
Yeah.
Maybe. So you don't care. Because it's not like the Kings team store is going to close. Oh, they're not going to go out of business and shutter down. So you have no skin in the game with that. But how about being fucking clear about that shit? And the Sharks pull the same goddamn shit. The San Jose Sharks are actually worse. They close their team store 2 hours before any game. So you can't go in before the game. You get there and you're like, I'll get there early and go to the team store. Ha ha, fuck you. No, you won't.
Man.
We're closed. You'll have to come back. And if you come down the escalators at the SAP Center and don't do literally a 180 at the bottom of the escalator to then loop back around and go into the team store that way, if you just go out the doors and go, oh, team store. Nope, fuck you. Can't go in the outdoor on the team store. And you can't go back into the building to go in the other way.
Man, fuck.
Because no re-entry.
Hey, fuck you, fan.
So fucking stupid.
We don't want your money. Yeah. We don't want you to be able to buy gear and rep us.
Fuck you, fans.
By the way, and let me just throw this in. Go to fanatics.com. Because they are the ones who have all of the gear that you'll find in any team store anywhere. Yeah. So unless it's an item that is specifically marked in arena only, you'll get it online, you'll get it cheaper, and you won't have to deal with this fucking idiocy.
Yeah.
And you can tell everybody that you bought it at the arena because no one's going to check. I don't believe you bought that sweatshirt.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Right.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Exactly.
Can I don't want to leave everybody with just my hemorrhoid. Can I complain about something else real quick?
Sure.
So we have we bought a season pass for my wife and myself, and then for also our daughter for the Sacramento Zoo.
Okay.
Right? Because it's a nice bike ride. It's also something we can do on a Saturday or a Sunday with the kid before nap. Well, the grandparents are in town. We gave them our pass. We called up and made sure that it was okay for them to go to the zoo.
Sure.
They went to the zoo. They got there. They had like a toucan out that was like they're showing everybody. And then they got past that. My father-in-law is with my daughter in his arms. This guy's like asked them a question about like, oh, do you know what the only cat on the continent of Asia is? And he's like tiger, and like, oh, yeah, okay, like, or like, it was some stupid question, and he knew the answer to. He's like, oh, yeah. And then he asked another question, and he said, oh, yeah. And so, like, he's like, yeah, well, why don't you come over to the table? So he thought he was going to, like, another exhibit, like the toucan thing. And they have these little activities all over the zoo in the first place where you have to draw or color on things, like, for kids and stuff like that. So he thought it was something like that. Then the guy started trying to sell him a fucking timeshare. I said that he won a free fucking trip. Then this isn't outside the zoo. This is inside the fucking zoo. Like they had a fucking guy selling fucking timeshares. Like in hardcore. Like he when my father-in-law was like, oh, no, thank you. We're okay. The guy's like, oh, what, you don't want a free trip? And the guy like harassed him. Like not just once, not just twice, like three times trying to get that fucking sale. Like, and we pay for a fucking membership. And hey, I have no problem if you want to ask for donations throughout the park in any way that you want to. Like, I'm totally fine with that. Like, fundraise all you want. Do have all your events, like, and try to advertise them to me while I'm here. That's fine. But having a fucking timeshare person, in, not just one, they had three other guys. There's four guys inside the fucking, like, inside the fucking zoo. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, so he called and, like, complained to them.
Uh-huh.
Nothing really happened. I'm calling them tomorrow to yank our membership. Like, because it's absolutely fucking ridiculous. They,
right.
Like, they their reaction was just like, I'm sorry. Like I went to Kiki's Chicken. There's a Kiki's Chicken up in Folsom, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And I called up to order some fries before, like, ahead of time. So they're ready when I get there because it takes 10 minutes. I was on hold for 13 minutes. I was already there by the time, and I just walked in and I told them that I wasn't going to come back. I went back today.
Of course you did.
but they gave them to me half price today. But the chick was really pissed off because like the manager was standing right there, and I could hear her. I could hear the two girls that are up in the front all the time taking orders after order after order. And there was another guy there. Was a fucking manager, and he wasn't out there fucking helping them. Or on the phone taking an order. Fucking lunacy. So anyhow, fuck the Sacramento Zoo. Kind of fuck Kiki's. They're kind of cool. It's not their fault. But that fucking manager's a fucking piece of shit. And if Chris, if you listen to this, I'm writing this on the calendar on our budget.
Oh, fun times at the zoo. I hate timeshare dudes. You know who is more annoying than timeshare dudes? The DirecTV salespeople.
Oh, yeah.
In Costco and in Walmart.
Fuck those guys.
Well, we have DirecTV. But even if we didn't, you just lie to them. Oh. You know how you can tell who they are? They're the people in Walmart or Costco who come up to try and help you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're in Walmart and someone is trying to help you, they work for DirecTV.
Or they're a serial killer.
Or both.
Or they're trying to get a Netflix. They're trying to get a Netflix series.
We were trying to leave the Kings game on Friday night, and we got hit up by them because they have they built a hotel up in Tahoe.
Okay.
So they want us to come up and look at it. So.
Well, I may regret this, but on Facebook, the Rivercats had this thing, sign up for a behind the scenes tour, and I got a call back earlier today. To set up, you know, this behind the scenes tour. And I know in the deepest reaches of my soul that this is just a pitch to sell season tickets.
Oh yeah.
Which is fine. I know the game. I'll play the game, but I'm not buying season tickets. Not right now.
It's gonna be funny. Like in 3 weeks, when we talk about how you have season tickets,
we will not.
Be like, Nate, gotta go back and listen to that episode.
That is not where my meager unemployment check is going, sir. It's not where it's going. And unless I start booking a lot of really hot freelance gigs, no. Hot freelance gigs. By the way, if you need some drone photography, get at me. A little aerial video. I'll do it. Got you back. All right. Let's move on here. We've got a follow-up for you. A few weeks back, we talked about an Arizona man who was arrested for riding a bird scooter while intoxicated.
All right.
Yeah. Anyway, he failed to show up for two separate arraignments and has now had a judge issue warrants for his arrest. The first was filed in mid-January, the second issued on February 1st. According to the cops, he was busted last year for DUI, reckless driving, criminal damage, and other crimes. Blood alcohol content measured at .285, three times the legal limit. As detailed in their report, he began piloting a motorized bird scooter, crashed into the side of a parked Dodge Dart around 9 a.m., The vehicle's owner told police that he appeared drunk and was swerving across the roadway. He later fell off the scooter.
Ouch.
Which is allegedly capable of speeds up to 35 miles per hour and is classified as a motor vehicle. Anyway, his speech was slurred. He told cops he had consumed two cans of Bud Light that morning. He was arrested after, because that's what you do. Mm-hmm. First thing in the morning, two cans of Bud Light. Arrested after failing a series of sobriety tests. A search of his backpack turned up a 16-ounce can of beer and seven small bottles of 99 Bananas liqueur.
Oh, dude was getting ready to get lit.
He could get lit.
He was lit.
So the alcohol and the scooter were seized as evidence. So speaking of scooters, a week ago, Uber, or Jump if you prefer, dropped their motorized scooters in and around Sacramento and West Sacramento. And I happened to be, we talked about it on the show last week, and I had said that I wanted to ride one, and lo and behold, I went to my barber shop in Oak Park and to get a haircut and a beard trim, and they had a tent set up right outside of Old Soul with all of these things. So after I got my haircut and beard trim, I went over, stood in line, I'm like, hey, what's going on? They were handing out a free helmet, free sunglasses, a free small coffee, and a free ride on a scooter, which was a blast, a total blast. And so I'm waiting there in line. They had to, basically their whole thing was yeah you just have to leave your license with us and you'll get it when you come back because you know you don't want you to steal the scooter.
Yeah.
So I'm standing there and this lady comes right in front of me, and she's like, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, well, they're all sort of here. And I'm like, yeah, go ahead, whatever. And the guy sends her off on the scooter and he goes, thank you. And I said, dude, the 40 seconds isn't going to make or break me either way. He goes, you know, if more people were like you, the world would be a much better place.
Think of all the shit that he had to put up with.
Oh, my God. So just remember that the next time you're out and you see how something that small, like going, you know what, let this person go in front of me, how small that is and how much easier it makes someone else's life. Because he was already having to deal with her nonsense. If I would have said, no, 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 lady, I was next, she would have been like, meh, 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 meh,
meh, meh, meh, meh, meh, meh. Oh, so when we went to see Stop, so, you know, you're not supposed to videotape in there.
Right.
So, you know, we're halfway through the show, and like I said, the show is so interactive that you're paying attention to it. But you see the usher come towards where we were. So the only thing up until that point I had noticed was the fucking kid behind us that was making a bunch of noise.
Okay.
But she comes over and she's like, somebody over here is videotaping. So whoever you are, you need to stop videotaping. Or we're going to ask you to leave. So I'm like, what the fuck? Like, who the fuck is videotaping? Like, how do you have time to videotape? You clapping and you doing shit. So, she goes back over and about maybe 10 minutes later, I look to the left and the lady on the other side of my girlfriend is the person who's videotaping.
Right.
And she has her fucking phone back out.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, fuck, what are you doing? One, two, if they come and they kick you out, then you're going to raise a fit like you weren't in the wrong for what you were doing.
I paid for my ticket.
Yeah. And that's the frustrating part is like, you know that these people are going to people that are going to be outraged by the fact that they got kicked out for fucking not following the rules.
Sure. So fun story. So after I did the scooter ride, it was kind of cold. I went in to get my coffee. And there's an African-American lady in line in front of me, and she's got one of the helmets, and I struck up a conversation. I'm like, oh, did you get a chance to ride? And she goes, no, I didn't, but I got the helmet, you know, you give it to my nephew, and blah, 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 blah. She goes, but they look like fun. I said, oh, yeah, they're a blast. You know, and then, you know, little brief interaction, and then she paid attention ahead of her and ignored me. And then the lady, and I think it was the same lady that cut in front of me, says, she comes up behind me, she goes, weren't those fun? And I said, yeah, they were a blast. I've ridden them before, but yeah, it was a lot of fun. She goes, yeah. And I said, yeah, they got it up to 15 miles per hour. No problem. Just cruising right along. And I said, when, you know, with me on it, you know, I'm not a small guy. And she goes, and here's the proper response for that is, yeah, they're peppy, or yeah, they really move.
Yeah.
That's not what I got. I got, yeah, if it can get you up to speed like that. And I'm like,
oh, man, she clowned you. Like, she's like, yeah.
You know, and here's the thing. She
didn't set yourself up for it.
She didn't think anything of it. She did not think anything of it.
Oh, man, she is cold.
Well, no, it wasn't even like that. It wasn't like she was doing that. It wasn't like she was like, ah, I gotcha. No, she's just a bitch.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, she's just cold hearted. She's just like, she's mean.
She didn't
like,
even get it. Yeah.
No, she did not get it.
No self-awareness.
Nope, not a bit. Not a bit. I mean, it's one thing for me to say it. It's another thing for you to say it. It's like, I mean, I know you got eyes. And I know you know how big I am because I'm literally standing in front of you. You know, and this woman was like 5'2". So I'm a good 6 inches taller than her to begin with. So, but yeah, I was like, uh-huh.
Next time I'm going to make your monkey ass stand in line.
It was really all I could do to not hit her in the face with my helmet. Oh, look at that. Whap.
Is that Lyle Zeta that used to do that?
Anyway. Meanwhile, also speaking of crime, a Virginia man is behind bars after projecting a porno film on his garage door in full view of his neighbors. His name, Antonio Smallwood.
That's a buddy.
Come on, just give me a real article.
It is. There's even a picture of him. He's one of Kareem's folk.
I just said that's a brother.
Yep. He was arrested last Wednesday in connection with the screening at 7 p.m. On a Newport News street. A patrolman responded to the block after a 911 call reported pornographic material being displayed. Upon arrival, the officer observed a movie involving sexual activity being projected on the garage door. At that point, a cop sought to serve Smallwood with a summons. But when he refused to sign the summons, he was arrested.
Oh, of course.
Charged with obscene sexual display and obstruction of justice, Smallwood was booked at the local jail. He is being held without bond and is scheduled for a March 8th court appearance. He used a home cinema projector to screen the adult movie, details of which have not been released by investigators. The projector remains on the front porch of Smallwood's home since he was collared by the Newport News Police Department officers before getting the chance to put the equipment back inside. You wouldn't sign the fucking ticket. So you would rather go to jail than sign the goddamn ticket and go, well, I guess I'm going to have to pay this fine, or don't pay it. All you do is sign it. The cop goes away. Then you can just not pay it and deal with it later if you want.
He's a Smallwood. He can't help himself.
Yes, Smallwood.
I'm just telling you, I know them small woods. That's how them small woods are, man. They worse than the Dickens.
Meanwhile, in Minnesota, authorities say a suburban Minneapolis resident reported a strange intruder in her basement. It was a horse. That's right, a horse. Inver Grove Heights police arrived at the woman's home last Friday night to find a pale-colored horse walking through various rooms as officers watched through the windows from the outside. That is indeed a horse in a house, one of the officers is heard saying in the video of the incident. Sergeant Adam Wiederhoff says the investigation is ongoing and it isn't clear how the horse got in the house, but the animal's owner came by to remove it. A message on the police department's Facebook page read, no horses or officers were hurt in the incident, and the horse was safely returned to the corral.
Behold the pale horse.
I was going to say, it sounds like something out of the Book of Revelation.
Right? Now we know. Like,
oh, shit, where's Death? Oh, we picked it up. Death came and picked it up later.
We elected it president. Anyway, meanwhile, in New Orleans, a man was arrested after failing to rob Popeye's register and only stole chicken instead. Police arrested him after he allegedly failed to steal money from a Popeyes, but instead stole the restaurant's chicken. According to records, Philip Lee, 27, was arrested on suspicion of simple robbery after allegedly attempting to rob a cash register at the restaurant on Chef Mentor Highway. Police said Lee walked in, tried to steal money from the register, and when it would not open, he stole some chicken and fled. Police found Lee a little before noon, close to the area, and arrested him. Booked into the Orleans Justice Center, he faces a count of simple robbery, two counts of simple battery, and possession with intent to distribute marijuana. So he had the munchies.
Yeah. And Munchie took over when he got in there.
Oh, boy.
He's like, ooh, that chicken smell good.
God damn it. This register won't open? God damn it. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and get me some chicken. Because that's what I'm doing.
Lean back, relax, and enjoy sex toy news.
Oh, sex toy news. So this was a very weird, weird story. And it comes from England because, well, that's where a lot of weird stories come from these days. I don't know what it is with England. I mean, single mom claims she can't get a man because of her sex toy addiction. Alicia's obsession with masturbating began at a very young age as a way to escape her difficult childhood. She said, when I was 13, I didn't have sex toys, so I used household items instead. Back massagers, toothbrushes, anything that vibrates. The now 28-year-old from Derby in the UK bought her first sex toy at 17 and now boasts a huge collection, spending as much as £100, it's about $140, on a single gadget. The single mom to a 6-year-old boy confesses to being addicted to using sex toys and masturbates up to 10 times a day.
Wow. How does she have time to do anything else?
Exactly. She says her dependency on vibrators has made it impossible to get a boyfriend for the past 3 years because it makes them feel inferior. So the guys have to accept that anything with batteries will always get the job done quicker and more efficiently. So one man I was seeing threw my vibrator out the window during an argument. He didn't like the fact that I was using my toys when he wasn't there.
He has problems.
For the record, I don't care what you do when I'm not there, as long as you have sex with me when I am, and aren't having sex with other people. Alicia, who described herself as hypersexual, said if she goes away for a few days, she'll take a discreet toy to use. I can find myself getting a bit moody if I haven't had an orgasm. The more I use my toys, the more dependent I become. It feels similar to a cigarette addiction when you get cravings. She admitted her vibrators have replaced her sex life, but she enjoys exploring her body with the toys, and she's also guaranteed an orgasm.
Woohoo!
All right.
But not having a man in her life doesn't particularly bother her, saying they won't judge my naked body if I feel self-conscious, they won't cheat on me, and they won't break my heart. However, she ensures her collection is always hidden from her son, with her bedroom was out of bounds to him. Oh, yeah, he won't go in now. Oh, you can't go in there, boy. Oh, sure, I'll stay out forever. Not content with just using those for personal pleasure. Oh, no. She's taken her passion to the next level and set up her own sex toys and lingerie online business called Betsy Boudoir. How do you have time to do business? Just saying. So I believe that hashtag sexy is a state of mind, and then we all deserve to feel like the sexiest version of ourselves. So I made it my mission to find the most stylish, sensual sex toys and lingerie that look and feel as fabulous as you. Self-love is a necessity, and all items in our range are specially selected to help you on your journey of self-love and self-discovery. She's revealed that
carpal tunnel.
She revealed for Valentine's Day, she treated herself to a 225 pounds worth of sex toys. So about $300-$350 worth of sex toys.
All right.
On herself.
Good.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I thought. That's sex toy news. That's all. I'm not making a judgment. It's just sex toy news.
Just sex toy news.
Yeah.
I mean, she knows sex toys.
She does. She's a sex toy expert. A sex expert.
Sex expert.
Sex expert.
An expert in the technology of sex.
It's lady. By the way, how would you like to be your brother? Thinking, oh God, with my electric toothbrush.
Oh yeah.
Or the son when he realizes, like. My electric toothbrush.
Oh, I guarantee she doesn't give him anything that vibrates. First of all, she clearly doesn't care for men. For whatever reason, she doesn't care for men. But, yeah. Hey.
But she likes the bone.
guaranteed an orgasm. Speaking of women and their tools, a New York woman resorted to a baseball bat after a patty was not available. That's right, she couldn't get a beef patty at a favorite New York eatery and used a baseball bat in protest. On Saturday, police revealed surveillance video of a woman in action in the Bronx smashing a restaurant's windows after learning the eatery had run out of her favorite food.
Oh, fuck!
Right? That'll solve it. Police say the woman came to the back home restaurant on the afternoon of January 15th and ordered a patty. She was told they'd run out and she got upset. She then left and came back to the Jamaican restaurant with the bat. The video shows her bashing into windows. She then fled and police were still searching for her on Saturday. The video shows a woman dressed in black and white jacket and matching sneakers, swinging a multicolored aluminum bat as bystanders tried to stop her before she walked away. No one was injured. The back home restaurant in the neighborhood is a simple, affordable spot that offers Jamaican specialties like curry, goat, and oxtail, drawing from people around the city. So,
I'll pass on the goat.
No goat for you?
No goat.
What about goat cheese?
I've had goat cheese.
Notice how I added the word goat before cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like, no. That's, if it's cow, you don't have to do that. You know what else isn't a thing? Vegan cheese. Because it's not cheese.
Oh, come on, man.
It's not cheese.
Come on, man.
It's not cheese.
You know what they're saying.
I know what they're saying. They're saying we can't give up cheese, so we'll call this horse shit cheese. It's not cheese. It's absolutely not cheese. Kareem, are you with me on this?
It is absolutely not cheese.
Thank you.
I'm not saying it's not cheese, but they can call it cheese if they want to.
Well, I can call my dick Henry, but that doesn't mean he's entitled to Social Security benefits.
I don't know. Maybe he is. Have people been paying for that dick? Pay taxes. If Henry pays taxes, then he's entitled.
you gotta do. All right, where are we here? Oh, you know what? We were a little long last show, so we're gonna wrap this one up. Before we get to small town news, though, I want to remind everybody: you can still shop Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. It helps support the show, and we do appreciate it. And also the Shop Target tab, same thing, no extra charges anywhere. It does help support the show, and you can get your Target purchases done online and pick them up in store. Or you can have them sent to you either way. And I believe over $35 is free shipping from Target. So it shouldn't take you that much to get to your $35 for your free shipping. I'm pretty sure. Have you ever gone into Target and spent less than $35?
Yes. Just because my prescriptions are there.
Yeah.
And then I spend more than $35, but it's on prescriptions and I don't get anything else.
Right. Have you ever been into Target with a lady and walked out spending less than $35?
No.
That's my point. So you can cut down on your expenses, get what you want online, have it ready for you to pick up, and then you're not wandering the aisles buying shit you don't need. I'm saving you money. Saving you money. And then you can get yourself a timeshare if you want to.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
Oh, let's do that. Small town news again. It was a busy week for Speak Out at the Press Republican in Plattsburgh, New York. People had lots of things to say. Lots of things to say. For instance, you say you love your children above all else, then why are you ignoring climate change? Also, senior living at its worst, building falling apart inside and outside. Come see the plywood teepee. Apartments that the 70s are calling back. Community room cold and unfriendly. Little to no activities. Halls have filthy carpets.
Stop peeing on the carpet.
And that's Al, who's been there for the last 10 years.
Right. That's fair. The truth about the housing complex: not safe, old windows that leak, not friendly or popular community, dirty, scary new tenants.
Oh, fuck.
Owners don't care about improving anything and could care less about who they rent to. All they want is to fill the complex for money.
Oh, man.
Jason.
That was racist.
It may not be. There are plenty of horrifically dirty white people there, just for the record.
Yeah, true.
Another winter, another round of talks on sidewalk cleaning by the city council that go nowhere. Kids walking in the street to school down my street, but by all means, let's spend time discussing the banning of straws.
Is that even a conversation in Plattsburgh?
Straws?
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe now. Just saying. It wasn't when I was there, but I mean, it's a brave new day. Once again, another snowstorm, and where's the plow? I live in a small town in Essex County. The snowplow came through at 6 a.m., and it's now after 4 p.m., and still no plowing. 10 hours later, another 6 inches on the road. Hey, when are the Dems going to wake up and see that the shutdown is only because Pelosi and Schumer will destroy America before accepting anything our president asks for? They downplay and say no even before hearing any new offers, even to the point of refusing to even come to the table. Rank and file needs to overrule them for the good of all.
Dumbass that was at the table first.
Thanks, Spirit Airlines. Just found out you no longer have a direct flight from Plattsburgh to Myrtle Beach.
No, I want to go to Plattsburgh from Myrtle Beach. Matter of fact, I'm going to drive to Myrtle Beach the next time I'm in North Carolina just so I can fly to Plattsburgh.
And on Spirit Airlines?
On Spirit Airlines.
As I'm driving to Morrisonville Landfill, the road has huge bags of garbage on the sides of the road, which apparently had fallen off a truck or trailer hauling it. As I get to the landfill, there is a truck pulling in, pulling a trailer, and neither had covers on them. They apparently were allowed to go in uncovered. Well, then why didn't you go up to them and go, "Hey, did you drop a bunch of fucking bags on the side of the road, you son of a bitch? Go back and get them."
Nope. The guy's going to read the paper, all right? He's going to realize what he did.
Fair. I have a novel idea for government. How about if politicians are required to get a psychological exam to run for office if they're over 60? Obviously, some of the news lately would not pass. They're more concerned with making the president the bad guy than for the good of the country. By the way, that would apply to the president, too.
Yeah.
So upset that students and others are using the frozen river to cross to get to school. Parents should make the mayor and city council members walk the distance on a really cold day without their heavy jackets to see how they like doing it every school day.
Said Tim that doesn't like walking to school.
No one's making them cross the river! Who's responsible for the sidewalk de-icing around City Hall? The amount dumped is far in excess of what is necessary. The excess salt dumps directly into the river only a few feet away. It's a waste of money. And this salt is blue-treated variety doing extra damage to the river. Please cut down on the amount used. There's more. Thank God we ended early. Every leader has their own agenda. Obama and the Dems forced healthcare down our throats. Oh, those sons of bitches! They forced healthcare down our throats!
I can't believe they were trying to save
us. Oh my God! They tried to keep us from dying prematurely or living in a state where we were unhealthy, unhappy, and unable to care for ourselves. Those sons of bitches. Anymore. Cuomo forced gun control that only criminalized honest citizens, now wants to legalize pot, making our homes, streets, and parks dangerous from those high and stealing to perpetuate their habits?
Does this person not know anybody that smokes marijuana?
Now when the president has a legitimate concern for America border security, media and the Dems blockade at the expense of federal workers. When asked to negotiate, they refuse flatly. Does that sound like someone who should be in power? Replace them for the good of the country.
Oh, shut up.
I hope that person's dick falls off.
What are going to happen to the federal workers when they shut down this week? Hopefully the air traffic controllers told them, fuck you.
Yeah, right.
If you do it, we're walking out.
Yeah, hopefully that's what the air traffic controllers are going to do. It only takes two. It only takes two to say we're not going.
Right. And finally, are there any grandparents out there who are not allowed to see their grandchildren? No. If so, could you please tell me how to continue going forward with life when the most precious things are ripped out of your life and you don't know what you did wrong to have them ripped away? How do you function day to day when you think about the day you were there in the delivery room watching one of those precious babies being born? How do you explain to them that you love them more than life when you're banned from seeing them? I don't understand how your own children can do this to a parent. You're mad at parents, but the babies pay the price.
Yes, right. God damn it.
To be fair, they voted for Trump.
Yeah, they were the ones who They were the ones who were writing all the speak outs about Trump.
Yeah, but they, look, she would call the police on me and report me for trafficking if she saw me with my grandkids.
Oh, yeah. Rightly so. I don't trust you.
It's a strange black man here with a white baby. That can't be right.
That's definitely not right.
That can't be right at all.
Two of them.
Oh, hell no. He has a little sex ring going on.
Right.
He's on his way to Brian Singer's house.
In the basement of the pizza place?
Yeah. Brian Singer's going to be there.
Oh, boy. Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, all of them. They're going to be hanging out.
Sidney McCain will call the police on me.
What's his name? The guy from Kevin Spacey. He'll be there.
Kevin Spacey's into teens.
Well, I mean, there'd be some there for him, too.
Yeah, maybe. All right, well, that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting Amazon and Target, if you've been doing that. We do appreciate it. The Morning Crunch Wrap, every day, where one news story catches my eye, I crunch it and I wrap it for you.
Sponsored by Taco Bell.
I wish. As long as they don't sue me. And you can listen to this show and the Morning Crunch Wrap on Spotify. So you can download it like you have been. You can listen on Spotify, stream it that way at your desk at work with the earbuds in.
Yes.
Earbuds in.
We curse.
Earbuds in.
On this show, we curse. I don't tend to curse on the Crunch Wrap.
That's straight up NPR talk.
Sort of. I mean, there have been stories where there's been cursing in it, and I do not censor it. So, you've been warned.
I think you said cunt 15 times in that one episode.
I just repeated it for 5 minutes straight.
To be fair, that was the other one.
Yep. That's what we did. Everybody have a great weekend. We will hopefully be back next week for more fresh, exciting new shows. And I'll talk at very great length about the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. As Kareem and Jason glaze over. Remember, it's time to feel good. See you next time.